A surprise presidential trip. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden traveling secretly to Ukraine Monday.
He paid tribute to fallen soldiers, as well as announcing an additional $500 million in assistance. That's on top of the more than $50 billion already given since the war started 1 year ago this week.
1 year later, Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands, democracy stands, the Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you.
But his short time in the war zone isn't coming without criticism from Republicans who think his time was maybe better served elsewhere, pointing to the ongoing environmental disaster in Ohio.
Fox's Matt Finn, the mayor of East Palestine, Ohio, is unhappy with the president's trip.
The biggest slap in the face that tells you right now he doesn't care about us. So,
agreed.
He can send every agency he wants to, but I found that out this morning in one of the briefings that he was in the Ukraine giving millions of dollars away to people over there, not to us, and I'm furious.
Mayor Trent Conaway says Norfolk Southern Railroad has now pledged $1 million for the cleanup of the train derailment that spewed toxic chemicals in the town. One person is dead, 13 others hurt in an explosion and fire at a copper foundry in Oakwood Village, Ohio. That's outside Cleveland. New York City firefighters battling a fire in a high-rise apartment building in the Bronx, New York. A mother and child injured. Some residents were reported trapped. Forecasters say much of the U.S. is in for a massive winter storm this week. In Minneapolis, rock salt and other ice smelters are a hot commodity.
All of that has been selling all day long, many bags at a time, not just one, but they're really stocking up so they can get through the storm.
Hardware store operator Mark Settergren. Minneapolis is forecast to get more than 2 feet of snow through Thursday. Wall Street mixed Monday. The Dow gained 129 points. NASDAQ dropped 68. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in lawsuits against Google and Twitter. Families of ISIS terror attack victims claim the companies were complicit in their deaths because the group was able to post videos that helped incite violence.
It's been called the 26 words that created the Internet. Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act, a financial shield for big tech companies that has allowed them to grow from websites to apps to online marketplaces.
I'm calling on Congress to get rid of special immunity for social media companies.
But if Congress doesn't make a change, the Supreme Court may. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle want Section 230 reformed, but for different reasons. Democrats seek regulations to block harmful online content. Republicans say Section 230 allows big tech to censor viewpoints.
Fox's David Spunt reports tech experts argue that even slight changes in Section 230 could have a drastic impact in online speech. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake has killed three more people in Turkey and injured hundreds. More than 41,000 deaths in Turkey and Syria are blamed on the massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck 2 weeks ago. Washington, D.C. is about to get a new museum honoring the 16th president of the United States.
A major upgrade coming to the Lincoln Memorial. 15,000 square feet of exhibit space that'll tell visitors about the president as well as the story of the construction of the memorial. It's going up in the cavernous area under the memorial. They'll also have an immersive theater presentation. It's a public-private partnership to be built with about $69 million from the National Park Service and private donations. Construction's expected to be finished up by March of 2026. and the memorial is supposed to remain open during construction. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.